The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
On average, people have about 6 arguments every single weekend. That's what the research shows. Now, some of these arguments may be big, some of them may be small, but a lot of them definitely dumb, right? Producer John, producer Sean, who had the dumbest argument of the weekend? Sean, let's listen to this and see what this is all about.
Dude, oh! I got it behind my back.
So that doesn't even count.
That didn't count.
Oh, so give it back.
No, it doesn't count.
You threw it.
He just says it doesn't count.
No, it doesn't count.
I got it behind the back.
Yeah. A bunch of grown men screaming, I got it behind the back. It doesn't count. What is happening?
We were playing beer pong.
Yes.
Now, mind you, we're a bunch of grown men in our mid-30s who have not played beer pong since our early 20s. So a lot of us kind of forgot the rules. And we were just arguing about the rules about when you get the ball back.
Have there ever been any set rules when it comes to beer pong?
Yes.
Like it's kind of, I don't know.
Yes.
I feel like house rules always, especially the behind the back rule, is a very contentious one.
What is the behind the back rule?
So the behind the back rule is if you throw the ball and it stays in the table, like you don't make it and it stays on the table and it rolls back to you, you get to shoot again, but you need to throw it behind your back.
No, that is the dumbest thing I ever heard. That is not a real rule.
Incredibly common rule.
And not. Yeah.
Thank you, John.
Take it from an OG. I invented beer pong. Not me, actually. Not me. But it was my generation that created beer pong. And if we heard that, it was nonsense. Let me ask you one beer pong question that offends me every single time I watch youngins. All right.
Youngins.
I'm 42. I don't want to make it sound like I'm 1,000.
Anna loves to act like she's like young and hip and with it, unless she gets to chastise us and speak down to us. Then suddenly she's the elder.
Because you do things wrong. You do things incorrectly. When you take the beer, like, right, the ball, you throw it in the beer cup, right? Is there beer in that cup and do you chug it?
Yes.
Okay, because I don't like it now when it's like they have like a separate thing where the beer doesn't there and because the ping pong ball is dirty. Get out of here. All right, anyway, here's the argument I had with my daughter.
Why did you have Stella text me if I would be offended if you wrote vintage on our Taylor Swift friendship bracelets?
Because my phone was too far away.
So you talked to your friend on the phone that was too far away and told her, can you text my mom to see if she'll get mad if we write vintage in their bead bracelets?
Yes.
You don't think that that's hurtful?
Well, I was going to just write old, but then Danielle had the idea to write vintage.
This kid is cold as ice. I love it.
So Taylor Swift is this weekend for us, and they have all these, you make friendship bracelets. Now, she's made friendship bracelets for the whole group that's going with us, all the kids, right? All the girls. And they all have like 1989 and Lover and like all the names of the albums. So I was like, well, how about the moms? You didn't make bracelets for the moms. Now, instead of like, I don't know, writing also the albums, she just wanted to write old on our bracelets. And then she had her best friend text me to see if I would get mad. And she's like, well, what if we use vintage instead? And I was like, what? I can't. We're going to move on. John, this is your argument.
Yeah.
So they provide cake and pizza and sundae at these things. But you brought beer. Do you think they should provide beer at these two?
I think that the adults are marginalized a little bit. You know, the lack of the beer. I'm not big on candy and cake. I want booze.
What is this about?
Well, what event do you think we're attending?
Child's birthday.
It's a child's birthday. And you know what? This is why. Because you think about the amount of kids that are at a child's birthday. But for every kid, there could be up to 2 adults, right? 2 parents. So odds are the kids are going to be like outdone by the parents. There's going to be fewer kids than there are parents. So honestly, I fought Jimmy on this at first. I kind of came around to his side. Maybe they should provide beer.
I always have alcohol for the parents at my kids' birthday parties. Who had the dumbest argument of the weekend? Sean, who are you voting for?
I got to go with me. I mean, you know, it seems like it was a logical like argument when we're enjoying adult beverages. But as a sober person now, no, it was stupid.
Anna, I'm going with yours because, you know, on the first argument with Sean's argument, you wanted to be like Miss OG. And then right after that, put your own foot in your mouth and being like, whoa, what are they calling me old for? You don't get it both ways, Anna.